This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Shows welcomes you to the Daily Mishnah, number 781, Le'ili Nishmas Aaron ben Shmuel Lav Shalom. Our shiur today should be a refuah for Rav Dov ben Shoshana HaKoyen Cook, Shlita. May the Heligum Mekubal have a refuah Shalema. Torah Shows today is going to use cartoons and pictures, a touch of AI to illustrate the living Mishnah. I am Ayman Elbaz, and I'm grateful to our sponsor, Chaim Lax, for helping us with this major project. You too could be a sponsor for $101. This shiur should be also zechus for Kalman ben Chaim and Shendel bas Mamba Frimid, zechuenem ubracha. We know on Shabbat, you're not allowed to just take something that's not prepared and use it. So for instance, if let's say you have a dog, a guard dog, and he's hungry for some meat, and you happen to have a horse or a cow that died on Shabbos, you can't just sit there and chop up the animal and say, okay, here, doggy, doggy, take your meat. However, if the cow or the horse was very sick before Shabbos and it looks like it was going to die any minute, then you would be allowed to cut up the animal, the dead animal, on Shabbos, because that's called muchan. That's not a problem of muksa. But if an animal stam died on Shabbos or yontif, it's muksa, and cannot be used as dog food. So the Mishnah here today in Seder Moed, in Masechta Beitza Parak Gimel Mishnah, discusses if you have an animal that was supposed to be a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, it was Kadshim, and it died, and it was Yom Tov. Is it Muksa? Or maybe are you permitted to move it? That is the Shaila of this Mishnah. Okay, so again, we gave you the introduction that meat that was prepared before Shabbos is not muksa to feed an animal, but if it wasn't prepared, it's muksa. So it says the Heilige Mishnah, Behema Shemeta Lo Yizizena Mimikomaha. If you have an animal, a carbon animal that died, it was never zeichet to go to Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, do not move it from its place. My son, there was a story. Vishalu et Rabbi Tarfon alaha v'alachala shenitmaha. They asked Rabbi Tarfon about a carbon that was dead and also chala that became tamei and yontif. And they wanted to know if they could move it. V'nichnas the Beis HaMidrash. Vishalu went into the Beis HaMidrash and he asked, v'amru lo, and the Chachamim told him in the Beis HaMidrash, lo yizizem mimikomam. You shouldn't move them from their place. Now, obviously, Rabbi Tarfon knew the halacha. He was a Gadol Hadar. So we see in this Mishnah that sometimes, even when you're a Gadol Hadar, it's good to go into the Beis HaMidrash and discuss the sugya with your friends. So what was his havamina? So the havamina was that maybe it's not kavodik to see an animal that was kadshim that's dead. So maybe it's good for kavod for kadshim. And we have a klal anyway, there's no shavus in the Beis HaMikdash. So the concept was that maybe they should move it. And the chiddush was that no, there's no heter of moving the muksa, regardless of that consideration.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.